Hello and good morning. My name is Hannah McCoy. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. For 6 days he created, and everything was very good. He created man, Adam, and woman, Eve. He placed them there in the garden, and there they worked. But the serpent Satan tempted them, and they fell into sin, cursing all people who came after them. We are all born into sin, destined to spend this life and the life to come apart from the holy, sinless God. But God, Ephesians says, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. Jesus Christ, the one and only Son of God, was made flesh, dwelt among us sinful men, and died for us. He, the perfect Holy One, took our sins upon himself so that we would not die in our sin, but would be made alive forever with him who died and rose again. I was a sinner. I lived in the lusts of my flesh, indulged in the desires of my flesh and mind, was by nature a child of wrath. Having grown up in a Christian home where my parents daily preached the gospel, I knew it. My parents had taught me right from wrong and had demonstrated lives lived in Christ. I knew what a Christian was, and I knew I was not it. I knew I was destined for God's wrath. But I also thought I could work my own way out. Even though I would have said that man cannot bring himself to salvation, I still tried. When I sinned, instead of coming to God in humble repentance, I thought, I'll do better next time. Next time came, and I sinned again. They were like stains upon me, and the more I tried to wash them away, the darker I became. I couldn't see my way out of the works-based righteousness cycle I was trapped in. That was when God showed me the way out. At the last winter camp, Mr. Hantlin gave his testimony of how he was saved. As I listened to the way he described himself before conversion, all I could think was, this sounds exactly like me. I went up to him afterwards with several questions, and he answered them all. There, in the mountains outside of Payson, I finally repented of my sins and asked God to give me a new life in him. In the months since, yes, I have sinned. Conversion did not make me perfect. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, I am now able to not sin. Instead of striving for myself and my own sinful desires, I strive to do all things to the glory of God. Sanctification may take a lifetime, but I pray that one day, when I stand before the throne of God, he will say, 'Well done, good and faithful servant.' This is why I want to be baptized. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Today, I proclaim to the body of Christ that I am a believer, saved by grace, and that Christ dwells in me."